Reigning in light, convenience. Convenience, both good and not so good, and depending on the needs of the person. A convenience is a restroom with a sink and a toilet in a public place, and when we least expect it. A convenience is a drive-through restaurant and in the middle of nowhere. A convenience is a taxi just as it starts to rain. A convenience is a cell phone. A convenience is anything that is intended to make our lives easier. Sometimes we choose this option because it takes little, if any, effort. It takes less time, and it takes less thought, and it's sometimes just practical. Convenience works out sometimes because it's just there, and we don't have to exert any energy to get it, maintain it, or keep it. Sometimes there's a higher cost associated with the convenience, and sometimes there's hidden cost. As our world continues to turn, the conveniences will continue to increase. The number of conveniences will increase and to reach the demands of our people. In a discussion about conveniences, we can think about early inventions that were designed to ease and improve our lives. The human brain is in constant pursuit of efficiency. The convenience of shoes. Shoes were created in long ago to not only protect our feet, but to also allow us to travel great distances and through all terrain. Today, shoes continue to be a luxury and are just the same as accessories. They can add to our attire. While not minimizing the importance of shoes, we have to highlight the necessity of our bare feet on the earth. And so that we can have the spiritual connection and through all of our natural senses. Here, we'll remember to make time for our bare feet. Time. Time has always been in existence and since the beginning of time, and told in different ways. Long ago and before our time, humans used the sunrise and the sunset to not only tell us the time, but to also start and end our day. Later, clocks would come about and for our convenience, and then the wristwatch for those on the go. Now, clocks are also used as decor and wristwatches to accessorize. We have alarm clocks and clock in and out systems in our places of employment. The clock has left some of us feeling robotic, while others may find clocks to be a contribution to anxiety. We also have clocks in our cars. Cars, invented to get us from one destination to the next. It may have always been a luxury as well as a convenience. Passenger cars were originally designed with max speeds of 10 miles per hour, fast enough to still appreciate time, the vehicle, our bare feet, and other drivers on the road. As time passed and inventors' knowledge advanced, so did the passenger cars, and so did their max speeds. Traveling on a highway is a luxury and a convenience. If and when we enjoy the luxuries and conveniences in life, we could show it through respect and appreciation, not only for ourselves, but for others. This could mean being cautious in every way when we are sharing a road. A luxury is a breath. A convenience is this moment. We can give appreciation to both with a deep breath in and a slow breath out. As we breathe and in our own way, if necessary, process conveniences. If we're taking a deep breath in and a slow breath out, We can do so for those who may not have certain luxuries or conveniences. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. For those without shoes or the luxury of time. Love is a luxury. Peace is a luxury. A peace of mind for our body and our spirit is convenient and in this moment. Conveniences were intended to ease our worries and lessen our troubles. This next breath of yours is just that. It's an ease of worries and a lessening of troubles. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Some conveniences are not only luxuries, but are now also essentials. Air is all of the above. We'll breathe out inequities and inequalities, though we know that life isn't supposed to be fair all the time. This moment is fair to us and to others because we're focusing on patience, inspiration, empathy, and altruism. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Let us be concerned with peace, ours and theirs. Let's understand that all things start with a breath. Convenience, while it is wise to realize the obvious need of certain conveniences, it is also wise to recognize the potential downside to some conveniences. And we're not talking about choosing to live close to work in an effort to save time, travel, and our environment. Not only do we want to be cautious with the conveniences of consumption, and in particular the food and beverage we ingest, we also want to be cautious of the company that we keep. Here, we'll definitely consider the costs associated with conveniences. We want to be able to recognize relationships and, when needed, detach from unhealthy ones. And when needed, pursue healthy ones. An inconvenience can sometimes come with the people we choose. Some people can be trouble and linger around just for that, as is the case of misery loves company. Sometimes there may be no misery and yet the relationship remains a convenience, and sometimes because there are no strings attached, and sometimes only because of attached strings. For instance, there may not be intimacy for the soul even when there is love, or there may be shared common interests, likes and dislikes, or the relationship may be convenient because growth may not be expected. Relationships of convenience may include healthy social components, but our soul is still missing the vital chemistry. When we consider the social components, we rationalize someone being easy to talk to or not talking too much. The person may be fun to hang out with, and yet and still, what we need for our spirit is missing. Convenient relationships may include a lot of pressure because of what is missing. And, on the contrary, they may include zero pressure because of what is missing. The latter being the most convenient, both cases being taxing on our spirit. Sometimes relationships of convenience are due to circumstances, like when children are involved, or one person is counting on the other, or the two may have started out young and before realizing what they needed in or from a relationship, or the relationship was arranged, or everyone likes the one, or an image has developed and it feels as though it must be upheld. Relationships of convenience may be based on selfish needs, whereas true love that fulfills the spirit is not out of convenience. It is selfless by nature. Even in a relationship of convenience, either individual may still be a selfless person. Relationships of convenience sometimes happen when someone just keeps hanging around. Relationships of convenience can also exist when one or both persons want to avoid conflict or confrontation, or just plans to hang around for the other person. Relationships of convenience can happen with boredom, either being bored or wanting to avoid it. Relationships of convenience usually does not serve our whole person, even when serving one part really well. The thirst of our spirit is not quenched in relationships of convenience, even when one makes for a good partner. Of all the talk of convenience, even considering the shoes, though they may secure our feet, they may not contribute to our needed balance. Just the same as knowing the time in order to keep from being late for others and not aiding in our own inner concept of time. That's the calmness, the clarification of us being connected to the natural elements of time, like the sun, and knowing that while that car may get us from point A to point B and get us outdoors, it does not necessarily allow us the complete benefit to take in the great outdoors, as does walking, biking, or mass transit. Convenience, we can use the analogy of the microwave or create an analogy with the microwave. Another great invention intended to simplify our lives without taking some of our needed health benefits into account. A microwave will help us to produce a quick meal, but it does not give us maximum long-lasting health benefits. Sometimes there just isn't a right or wrong way to do life. We do have to mostly take it and deal with life as it comes. It is true that we can only do the best we can with what we have. As we continue to grow, we can look for ways to improve if and when we can. We want to seize every moment. We want to go the extra mile for ourselves. And not because of convenience, but because of the lesson that we must nurture and feed our spirit. Today we can reflect upon our conveniences. Today we can reflect upon raining and light.